thousands of Egyptians marched to the presidential palace to voice their opposition to President Morsi and the most recent political developments.
Morsi's opponents took to the presidential palace in large numbers to declare their dissatisfaction with the proposed draft of the constitution and to call for the reshaping of the constituent assembly.
We made it clear from the very beginning we want the suspension of the constitutional declaration.
A large protest was held in Tahrir Square, as well as large gatherings in a number of governorates around the country. Protesters dubbed the march as the final warning. They called on the president to immediately withdraw a decree through which he handed himself wide-ranging powers. They also demanded the disbanding of the Constitutional Assembly and postponing the public referendum on the Constitution. While the march was ongoing, it was announced that the president had left the palace, but no other reaction from the government or the ruling Freedom and Justice Party has been given so far. On another front, members of the Constituent Assembly asserted that the constitution is still ink on paper, as the people are going to have their say on this charter draft in the upcoming referendum.
We're calling on the president to make the country move forward, but according to the developments, the situation is deteriorating and our economy is collapsing.
The crisis in Egypt has been escalating as liberal-led opposition held several marches and a sit-in in Tahrir, but no sign of backing down was given by Morsi.
We have been working day and night to prepare this constitution project, and we discussed this article several times.
Egypt's judges also announced that on top of their nationwide strike, they will not be monitoring the referendum on the constitution in opposition to the manner in which the constitution was written. They also object to Morsi's decree, which heavily undermined the independence of judiciary. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.